Hear now from the word of the Lord as it is written in the Gospel of John, chapter 14, verses 1 through 4, where the Lord is speaking to his disciples. Let not your heart be disturbed. Believe in God, and believe in me. In my Father's house are many abodes, and if not, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and take you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. And whither I go, you know. And the way, you know. Reading further from the word of the Lord, as it is written in his second coming, in the work Heaven and Hell, number 183. The places of abode and dwellings of angels. As there are societies in heaven, and the angels live as men, they have also places of abode, and these differ in accordance with each one's state of life. They are magnificent for those in higher dignity, and they are less magnificent for those in lower condition. I have frequently talked with angels about the places of abode in heaven, saying that scarcely anyone will believe at the present day that they have places of abode and dwellings, some because they do not see them, some because they do not know that angels are men. Moreover, they do not comprehend how there can be such things in the spiritual world as there are in the natural world, because they know nothing about the spiritual. The angels replied that they are aware of such ignorance prevails at this day in the world, and to their astonishment, chiefly within the church, and more with the intelligent than with those whom they call simple. They said also that it might be known from the word that angels are men, since those that have been seen as men, and the Lord who took all his human with him appeared in like manner. It might also be known also that as angels are men, they have dwelling places and places of abode, and do not fly about in the air, as some think in their ignorance, which the angels call insanity. And that although they are called spirits, they are not winds. This, they said, might be apprehended if men would only think independently of their acquired notions about angels and spirits, as they do when they are not bringing into question and submitting to direct thought whether it is so. For everyone has a general idea that angels are in a human form and have homes which are called the mansions of heaven, which surpass in magnificent earthly dwellings. But this general idea which flows in from heaven at once falls to nothing when it is brought under direct scrutiny and inquiry whether it is so, as happens especially with the learned, who by their own intelligence have closed up heaven to themselves and the entrance of heavenly light. Here end our lessons. Blessed are they who hear the word of God and keep it. Amen.